This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-Pack, now extended until the end of August. Order today at EdenPure.com and don't forget to use code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I think they're going through sort of an existential crisis about, do they want to be recognized by the international community as being a legitimate government?
Good question. It's very existential.
Well, he was never known as a genius. He was never known as a particularly smart person, but now it's not prime time for him.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studio.
We've all seen the pictures. We've seen those hundreds of people packed into a C-17. We've seen...
How long ago was that?
That was 4 days ago, 5 days ago.
He was on vacation. They had to ply him off of vacation to give a kind of a half-cocked statement on camera that he said wasn't taking questions. Then he goes back on vacation.
Now, one last time, what are you doing?
I'm on vacation.
It's a very much different country than it was 8 months ago.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Remember the lines from the Jay Giles song? It's hard to see love coming, but you sure can see it go. I think that applies to prosperity in a stable society. In over 8 months, it's just gone like that. It's sad is what it is. 844-500-4242. That's the number to call if you'd like to be with us. We're going to take a lot of calls this hour about these mandates, these vaccine mandates that are now being imposed. And it's just a real shame, and it's happening all over the place, especially in New England, of course. We're the trendsetter. It used to be the Sons of Liberty, now we're the Sons of Non-Liberty. It's not much room for a Minuteman today in Massachusetts or New England at large. Anyway, we have our VIPs. Did everybody have a good meal today from the 110 Grill? We're sold out of the 110 Grill gift certificates, the $50 gift certificates for $25. But come on down and see me and Grace tomorrow. We'll be doing our shows from the 110 Grill in Boston. South Bay is where it is, and it's in Dorchester. Just plug it into your GPS, and you can get there if you don't know where it is. And we look forward to seeing you there. And I want to acknowledge our VIP guests, especially two of them, former Maine State Senator Andre Cushing and his wife, Gwen. This is their 38th wedding anniversary here today. Happy anniversary.
Please clap.
And Chris Greeley asked me to send that, the police chief. He asked me to wish you a happy birthday. Thanks for bringing in all the great graft from Maine, too. We appreciate that as well. 844-500-4242. So Governor Charlie Parker issued an executive order requiring all executive department employees to provide proof of COVID-19 vaccination on or before October 17th. All executive branch employees will be required to provide proof. I'm reading now from his own press release that they have received either the two required doses of the Moderna or Pfizer or the single dose of Johnson & Johnson vaccine by October 17th. The process will be made available well in advance. All documentation related to an employee's COVID-19 vaccination will be maintained confidentially. Yeah, right.
I'm chuckling.
Right. The policy applies to both employees who are working in person and those who are teleworking. In other words, those who are enjoying the second year of their apparently permanent vacation from the workplace. And listen to this. As new CDC guidance requiring booster vaccine doses is issued in the future, executive branch employees will also be required to provide proof that they have received those doses. So many of the texters have mentioned this too. It's not just one and done, as they say in sports. This is not one and done. This is just as many as they can get you to take. Employees for whom vaccination is medically contraindicated. That'll hurt your health. How about that? Or who may object to vaccination on the grounds of sincerely held. Again, who's to say it's sincerely held or not, you know? When it comes down to just two, I ain't no crazier than you, right? Who's going to look in somebody's head? Sincerely held religious reasons may be entitled to an exemption if they make contributions to the right political candidates. I would recommend pay to play Polito over Charlie Baker if you wish to get an exemption on the grounds of a sincerely held religious reason. The administration will provide further guidance in the coming weeks. That'll tell you, make check payable too. Mailing address for the pay to play Polito, mailing address for the Charlie Parker committee, .. So executive department employees who are not, and again, I don't mean to be making light of this. I know this is a real problem for everybody. I can't be gloom and doom all the time. Executive department employees who are not vaccinated or approved for an exemption as of October 17th will be subject to disciplinary action up to and including termination. Up to and including termination. The administration will continue to work with its union partners regarding this policy. Well, they better. I mean, this is not in the contract. There's nothing about vaccinations in the contract. Why would the unions go along with this? And specific ramifications. Wow, there's a word you don't often see in a state press release or any kind of press release. Ramifications. Ramification, but that word comes from ram. Of non-compliance for staff represented by unions will be discussed well in advance of October 17th. Well in advance. It's 2 months away, less than 2 months away. That doesn't leave you a lot of time for well in advance. Management employees not in compliance as of October 17th will also be subject to disciplinary action up to and including termination if they've not made the right contributions to the right people.
Curious, Howie, with these terminations, do they lose their pensions with these terminations?
You know what? That's a good point, too. And Charlie is so committed to equity. What about the fact that blacks and Hispanics are less likely to get the vaccination by a fairly wide margin over Asians and whites? Asians are the most vaccinated, followed by whites. So what about the equity of, are they going to terminate more black and Hispanic workers for not getting this? Or will there be some kind of equity exemptions for those in the racially privileged classes? 844-500-4242. This is I don't know. Yeah, 617, our union partners, that reeks of neo-fascism. I don't know if that's the right word. It certainly reeks of authoritarianism, I don't like it. I don't like it at all. Anyway, we're going to take a lot of calls on this. I know. And again, I know this is going on in Maine. I was just talking to the former state senator, and he said he knows somebody. They've just a hospital in central Maine has just lost five nurses who won't get the vaccination. So again, how are you going to replace all these people? It's tough enough to get people to come to work now. How what are you going to do? How are you going to force them back? I got a friend of mine who has a company that's having a hard time getting workers. He said he's going to start saying, if you want to work for a job where you don't have to get a vaccination, come to work for me. You don't have to worry about this crap. 844-500-4242, 508. The irony of payroll patriots being eaten alive by this panic is delicious. You know, the thing is, they thought they were counting on that extra 3 years. You know, oh, my hazard pay. And the hazard, of course, started a week before anybody was told not to come to work. So in other words, 100% of the state workers and municipal workers were going to be eligible for the extra 3 years. But now for some of them, it's not turning out to be such a boon. But again, I feel for anybody that's forced to get a vaccination they don't want to get. That's not what this country should be about. 844-500-4242. 617 says, this is extremely important. Please tell your listeners that everyone given these absurd directives must all refuse to do so at the same time. That's like calling for a demonstration on a Saturday afternoon. I mean, you just, I don't know. I don't know how you get everybody together on this. This is the only chance to turn this madness around. Only if everyone sticks together will we shut this nonsense down. 844-500-4242. 781 says, where is the NAACP on this? How about the ACLU? I remember when the ACLU fought these kinds of absurd authoritarian mandates. 844-500-4242. Here's one. This is 617. I'm a Christian and a teacher. When I am told to get the booster, I will have to bear false witness and tells them this goes against my sincerely held religious beliefs. When they ask what religious beliefs, I'll just tell them Muslim. It should be all good after that. I've wondered about that myself. Are they going to, you know, it's like the gay bakeries. There's Muslim bakeries in Dearborn, Michigan that won't do gay wedding cakes. Nobody ever comes after them. They only come after that born again, that evangelical in Colorado and people like him. 844-500-4242. We're going to take a lot of calls right after the break. 844-500-4242. What are you going to do? Where does this leave you? I mean, if you say, well, I'm not a state worker, if you work for any kind of corporation, they're coming for you. I mean, I don't think there's too much question about that. And again, it would be one thing if this was a life and death choice, but you're not going to die. Chances are 99.9% that you're not going to die if you get the shot or you don't get the shot. So this is just a form of control. Protecting my family is my number one priority, but I want to do it safely. Taser believes that safer self-defense is better self-defense. Taser's line of non-lethal self-protection devices are small and lightweight enough to carry with you or in your glove compartment or purse. Yet they're powerful enough to incapacitate an attacker. Guns carry unnecessary risks for you and those around you. Even pepper spray can be dangerous and ineffective. Taser products are safer and easy to use. They use an electrical charge to immobilize attackers for up to 30 seconds, allowing you time to escape and send emergency dispatch to your GPS location. More than 237,000 lives have been saved with the Taser network of devices. Protect yourself and your family with Taser's line of smart self-defense products. Taser devices are available without a permit in most U.S. states. Get Taser Pulse Plus or Taser Strike Light at Taser.com with promo code Howie. Save 15% now at Taser.com, promo code Howie. Spelled TASER.com, promo code Howie. Restrictions apply. See site for details. I'm Howie Carr.
Born in Maine, made in Massachusetts, and now a resident of the Sunshine State. Howie Carr, the original carpetbagger. He's not here to make nice.
Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friend.
The Howie Carr Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn on Cape Cod. Take advantage of their $199 a day room rate for this October. These go fast, so don't delay. Reserve your Ocean View room today at NausetBeachInn.com. Nauset Beach Inn. And today is National Potato Day. Not just in Aroostook County. It's around the world. It's National Potato Day. So Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
What's your favorite way to eat potatoes? Chips, French fries, baked, mashed, or sweet?
And I forgot potato salad, which was crazy because I've been eating it ever since Alma Gaucha was in yesterday. Been eating it around the clock. I'm going to vote for French fries.
French fries still in the lead at 35%. Baked potato comes in at 27%, 23% for mashed potatoes, 11% for chips, and 4% for sweet.
All right. Okay. 844-500-4242. By the way, today is also World Humanitarian Day. The Biden administration is all these people are being gunned down and beaten to death, and in some reports, women's bodies are being chopped up and fed to dogs by the Taliban. But the Biden administration, which is the author of this horror, is paying tribute to humanitarian workers and everyone on the ground advocating for and delivering life-saving aid to the most vulnerable every day. Thank you. Thank you, Dementia Joe.
Biden's losing it.
They called a lid today at 3:36, which was kind of a surprise to me because I hadn't seen him all day, and I don't think he's even in the White House. Why do they need to wait till 3:36 Eastern to call a lid on the day? 844-500-4242. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
Howie, this is Chris from Western Mass GOP Patriots Political Action Committee. I was within 25 feet of Governor Baker and Karen Barbecue Polito yesterday.
Yes.
At the Hanvin County Sheriff's Department barbecue where 1,500 people were not wearing masks.
Did this just happen?
It was yesterday at the Elks Lodge in Tiffany Street in Springfield. It's a major event. It's wonderful.
Right.
Sheriff canceled it last year because of the China Communist Party virus, but it's back on. The sheriff himself on his Facebook page said 1,500 people were there. It looked like that to me. Everybody's drinking, close talking, hot as heck. Everybody's sweating. You know, just wonderful, wonderful event. But Governor Baker showed up. I got within 25 feet. I had my pack. Professional photographer. Of course, the reason I went was I told Jeff Deal he needed to be there, and I was his greeter and security. And of course, he showed up. So Jeff Deal was there as well.
Oh, good, good. What do you make of? Do you think this is going to go over big time with Republican Party primary voters if Charlie Parker runs for reelection? I mean, this is again the most stringent requirements for state employees with Jay Inslee in Washington in the country. He's out-democrating the Democrats. He's out-democrating Gretchen Whitmer, for instance. Phil Murphy, his high school classmate. Yeah. He's out-democrating them. You think this is a good move if you want to run in the Republican primary?
No. He doesn't have the support. Yeah, the only support he has is the feckless country club Republicans, of which most of them are on the state committee, useless. Not one person in my pack supports Governor Baker. If I tried to move my pack in that direction, I'd be discredited and probably sent to Afghanistan.
Thanks for the call, Chris. Yeah, I love that old quote from Macbeth. I think it applies to, among many people, Charlie Parker is one of them. Those he moves move only in command, nothing in love. That's the way it is. I mean, who's voting for a guy who wants to you know, keep the jackboot on the throat of his minions, of his underlings? And for what? I keep asking that question. For what? What is the problem here? Oh, I tested positive. I had a mild cold and I couldn't taste hard candy for 2 days. I couldn't get the taste. Oh, let's shut down the country again. Let's not let the kids ever not wear masks to school again. Let's shut down all the schools. 619, if it's racist to require an ID to vote, isn't the same true for the vaccine, which requires a state ID? I would say so, yes.
You better watch your microaggressions, bro.
Travis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Travis.
Hey, Howie, how are we doing today?
Good.
Hey, I just, you know, all these vaccinated people coming down with COVID, do they still have to miss work after being vaccinated?
I don't know. So, go ahead.
So, personally, if you got vaccinated, how does it benefit you if you still have to lose out on 2 weeks of work to quarantine?
Well, and how does it benefit you if you still have to wear a mask everywhere? You know, what's the upside? And now they're saying, well, the upside is you won't be fired from your job. So, I mean, that's coercion. That's like a police state. Whatever happened to, my body, myself, you know, whatever happened to, you know, I know this is slightly different, but, you know, I thought the spirit of HIPAA was you didn't have to tell anybody about your medical history, right? 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios,
844-500-4242. All the texters are saying, and we're talking about it here with the VIPs, it's odd that employers can't ask you if you have a criminal record or demand that you cut your hair. How about drug testing? That's a big union grievance issue. I mean, look what the NFLPA, Players Association, went through on that kind of stuff. And they're just going to impose this by fiat? How about the union say, by the way, Governor, how many people are dying because of this? Seven people yesterday? Well, there's 7 million people in the state. 7 million people. I think people die. 844-500-4242. 603, is there a part of the new infrastructure bill for hospitals to receive money if their employees are vaccinated? I don't know about that. I haven't perused the entire 2,700 pages yet. Possibly another case of too big to fail bailout when unvaccinated employees leave. 844-500-4242. And again, they're going to require boosters. It's right in the press release. So I thought it was over for me when I got the second shot. My left arm was sore for a few hours, and then it was okay. And I thought, okay, I'm done. But apparently I'm not done. You know, and again, I'm not a state employee, but it'll be the same thing for getting on planes. So they're just going to keep this, and it's a scam. I'm sorry. It's a scam. They're going to keep this scam going for forever. And it's just a way to control the, I mean, I don't know how else you can, you know, these are not good faith disagreements. They just want to have control of everybody. And you can say, well, you know, I don't mind getting a vaccine, but you don't want to be coerced into getting a vaccine, do you? 844-500-4242, 860. If a liberal can fire you for not getting a vaccine, can a conservative theoretically fire you if you got an abortion? I don't know. These are all interesting questions. Johnny, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Johnny.
Yeah, I need the voice changer, quick.
Okay, the witness protection program of the Howie Carr Show. We're using it more and more again. As you can see, once the voice changer is put in effect, you can't recognize my voice or anybody else's voice. It totally masks and disguises it. It's the real effective mask, unlike the one they want you to wear when you go anywhere, anytime. Go ahead, Johnny. You're protected.
So one of the guys at work had to get a test because his mother has hospice coming to the house, and she's maybe got a week or so to live. And he tested positive, and we were joking about it yesterday at work. He said, watch, I'm going to test positive. Well, he was in an excavator, and I was in the ground working. We're putting in a catch basin. Lo and behold, the director walks up to me, and he said, go home. Okay. He is, you know, because the guy I was working with, even though he was up in an excavator and I was on the ground working, we weren't in contact. But I had to go home because I'm not vaccinated. And so now I can't get the test. You have to wait four days. So I can't get tested until Monday. So I'm out of work till at least Tuesday.
Wait, you're going to get paid, though, aren't you?
I hope so. I should, I think. If not, you know, because I have vacation time or sick time. I don't know how that works. But, yeah, I'm out of work till Monday until I get the test. Thankfully, I just go to the VA in West Roxbury, and I can get it for free. But still, if I test positive, I don't know what they're going to do. And no, he was laughing because I have no symptoms of anything.
One of my daughters, her boss was trying to go to get out of the country at a vacation time with his family. And so they had to get these tests, and they all tested positive for the virus, or a couple of them tested positive for the virus. And so he said, damn, what am I going to do now? And they said, just come back tomorrow. And they came back tomorrow, and guess what happened? They tested negative. Yeah. The CDC has thrown out a lot of these tests, haven't they? The CDC, if the CDC says something is a scam, they're experts on scams. You know, again, it's not just the CDC, it's the CDRC, the Centers for Disease and Rent Control. And again, let us not forget, I got the story and I gave it to Red State it's 2 weeks ago now. Dr. Rochelle Walensky, Madam Impending Doom, her, uh, her husband set up a new corporation in late 2019, and 4 months later, he got a $5.3 million grant with no business model, no annual reports, no quarterly reports. And they gave him $5.3 million, Dr. Lauren Walensky. And so then, you know, we ran with the story, and they said, well, you know, he divested himself of his stock. Wait a second. He's still on the incorporation papers as a director in two states. He's still on the website. And that's pretty impressive. You know, Dr. Walensky's husband is, and by the way, he sold 1 million shares. How much did he get for that? How come that's not in her financial disclosure statement? But again, this is all on the level. You can trust the CDC. They're not, and the Department of Public Health in Massachusetts, they're not like the others. Tara, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tara.
Hey, Howie. I just wanted to comment. I'm in Maine, and I'm a healthcare worker at a long-term care facility, and this mandate is going to be catastrophic. It's absolutely going to be devastating. I help with some scheduling at my building, and we've got, you know, 20 or more open CNA positions before this mandate even occurred. I don't know how we're going to take care of the elderly in Maine. People are talking about walking off the jobs. This is just awful.
Well, how many people are refusing to get it, Tara? What percentage of your workforce?
I'd probably say at least 20%, maybe a little bit more.
I mean, when the push comes to shove and they realize they're going to be fired if they don't get the shot, will they get the shot, or are they, you think they're going to stand strong?
Well, there's a lot of talk about people standing strong, and there's a lot of talk about power in numbers. So I think a lot of people might do it, but when push comes to shove, they're going to be coerced. They're going to get the vaccine. They're not going to have a choice. We've got homes and families to take care of.
Right, right.
And a lot of our CNAs, they're single moms. They're out on their own. They've got car payments. They're going to take the shot, even though they don't want to, just to keep their job.
Does anybody ever say, why are we getting this shot when nobody's dying? In Maine, I mean, at least Massachusetts, you have this horrific death rate thanks to Charlie Parker's utter mismanagement. Maine has the second lowest death rate in the country. Maine, even less than every other state except Vermont, doesn't need to have this kind of draconian measures to coerce workers, do they?
No, I agree with you. And there's no religious exemption. There's no exemptions other than medical. And from what we're hearing, pregnancy, breastfeeding, none of that matters. It's only if you're allergic to something in the vaccination.
When was the last time somebody died in Maine? Has anybody died in Maine? Mask. They're going to look it up for me. I know it's in single digits basically in Massachusetts every day. And again, Massachusetts has the third highest death rate in the country. Massachusetts, if it were country, it would have one of the probably the top 10 death rates in the world. And you know, I must say, I don't particularly consider myself a brave person. I'm not scared. I don't know anybody who is scared about this. I mean, maybe if I was 95 years old, I weighed 500 pounds. You know, I had cancer. I might be worried. I don't have any of those conditions. Thanks for the call, Tara. Good luck. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Howie. Listen, I was just wondering, when's the Supreme Court going to weigh in on this? Their silence is making me nervous. I mean, that's one of the branches of government that leans conservative. So why aren't these cases getting rushed up to that level and being figured out?
Mike, the Supreme Court, in case you haven't noticed, has become a political institution. I mean, John Roberts kind of guides them, and they don't want to take a stand. I mean, look at Texas versus Oklahoma. If ever a case cried out to be adjudicated in front of the Supreme Court, that was it. You know, I mean, all those irregularities in Pennsylvania, 200,000 more votes than there were registered voters, and the Supreme Court flat out walked away from it. How about the eviction moratorium ban? They vote that it's unconstitutional without an approval by Congress, And Brett Kavanaugh says, well, we'll just let it slide. We'll give you 2 weeks to get it passed by Congress, or a month. Then they didn't even bother to try to get it approved by Congress because they know they didn't have the votes, but they went ahead and had Walensky at the CDRC extend the moratorium ban. Totally unconstitutional, Mike. I don't think you can count on the Supreme Court anymore.
Well, they're picking us off like flies, Howie, and we're alone out here. So I was hoping that you'd have better news than that, but thank you.
I wish I did, but I have to be realistic. 508, I don't think you're grasping this. The booster requirement means you have to keep taking this endlessly. I understand. I've said it 3 or 4 times. Come on, listen a little better. 844-500-4242. I have to keep getting it. Like I said, I thought it was over. I thought it was done. I bet if you've taken it, you thought it was over. But now they're saying, you want me to... We should take a picture of this, the thing from the press release, and just send it out. So when it's where it says you have to keep getting it over and over and over again. 844-500-4242. This fall, I'm saying yes to quality time and no to everything else. The last thing I want to do is run to the store or spend more than a few minutes figuring out dinner. HelloFresh takes the guesswork out of meal prep and helps me devote more time to what truly matters to me. HelloFresh delivers everything I need, like 50 weekly menu and market items that are always changing. HelloFresh has quick and easy meals worthy of a busy weeknight, including low prep, 10 to 15 minute recipes, and easy cleanup options. I get letters sometimes, emails from Patrice in Arlington. She's really become a big fan of HelloFresh, and she just sent me another one today. And she said, some people may think I'm on the arm but saying this, but you know I'm not. The HelloFresh extras are terrific. That's one thing, you can order extras with it. Like you heard, and it's not just the main dishes, like the meats or the ribs or even the fish or the chicken. It's the other stuff that comes with it, like mashed potatoes. That's pretty cool that you can get good quality mashed potatoes coming in a package.
Yeah, I didn't even know that you could get them separately. So now I'm going to go do that with every meal I get.
Yeah. And Patrice says, I order the steam in the bag baby potatoes, little avocados, chocolate lava cakes, and their cold press coffee all the time. I definitely go to the supermarket less thanks to HelloFresh. And it's not just about avoiding Karen. HelloFresh is just so easy. It's a treat getting this great food delivered right to your door every week. Tuesdays are a red letter day around here now. Dinner is just the beginning with HelloFresh. You can add grab-and-go breakfast, afternoon treats, and many more easy extras to your order, as Patrice does, as Taylor does, as the mailroom manager does. I don't just save time with HelloFresh, I also save serious money. HelloFresh's meals are over 30% cheaper than the grocery stores. And the family-friendly menu is a big win for you and your kids. It's full of easy, delicious recipes for drama-free dinners on those busy school nights. This fall, I'm looking forward to pumpkin cinnamon rolls, apple ginger crisp, and more seasonal extras from HelloFresh. Plus, their fresh produce travels from the farm to my front door in less than a week. It's a great, great product, HelloFresh. And as Patrice says, it makes Tuesday a great day when the box arrives on your doorstep. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie14 and use code Howie14 to get up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. That's code Howie14 at HelloFresh.com/Howie14. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr has ditched the big tech overlords and taken his show to Rumble. Watch the show live and uncensored at Rumble.com/The Howie Carr Show.
Badges. We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
Howie Carr is back.
I think all the Solons on Capitol Hill are vaccinated, or 99% of them are. I know, you know, Rand Paul is vaccinated. So why are they coming down with COVID? I mean, aren't they too sophisticated, as the New York Times puts it, to come down with COVID? I mean, the people at the, and now, by the way, remember the New York Times report? Oh, this Obama's birthday party was not a super spreader. They're too sophisticated. Well, guess what? That party took place in Edgartown. Edgartown just reimposed the mask mandate. I guess they weren't that. I guess sophistication doesn't go as far as it used to, at least on Martha's Vineyard. So they had a house party, a boat party on Manchin, Joe Manchin's boat 2-3 weeks ago, and Lindsey Graham was at the party, and now he turned out positive. He had the, you know, I don't know, just hang out at his house. Again, no one thought he was going to die or anything. And so now it turns out Senator Angus King has also tested positive. That's just breaking news from the state of Maine. And so he's not going to die either. And I'm talking to the state senator from Penobscot County. He used to be the state senator. He's a county commissioner. And they have the 911 call center. It's for Penobscot and Aroostook County, which is the county. That's like, so in other words, it's about a fourth or a third of the whole state geographically in Maine. They do all the 911 calls for all the unincorporated areas, which is most of it. 50% of the 911 call center employees are unvaccinated. So what the hell are they going to do? What are they going to? They're sitting at a place like I'm sitting at here, and they're sitting basically a studio, and they're not infecting anybody, but they're going to lose their jobs if they don't get a vaccination. 844-500-4242. Emily, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Emily.
Hey, Howie. Calling from Maine.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that the numbers for the medical people that are being forced or being mandated to get the COVID shot by October is more around 30-35%. State employees like DHHS, if they do not provide verification that they've had the shot, give the card, and they have to wear a mask all times in the office, have to mm-hmm. keep the distance, and so on and so forth. The other thing I wanted to say is the state's already planning for Afghanistan immigrants to come, in case you haven't heard.
I didn't hear that.
COVID, of course, is Biden's primary thing, but the state of Maine is already getting ready for the Afghanistan people.
Yeah, I guess you could say that's another part of Operation Change the Subject. From Afghanistan. We've got to provide humanitarian aid to these people. But if you're an American citizen and you don't want to get vaccinated, we're going to fire you. Make sure you can't get a job. Oh, I'm sorry. Are you vaccinated, Emily?
No.
What are you going to do?
I had it.
What are you going to do?
Does
that really count, though? I mean, that's people keep asking that question, too. I've had it, okay? We've all had it, but I mean, we've had the virus. Does that count? Can you get out of it that way? I don't know. I don't think you can.
Nope.
I don't think so.
Nope.
Thanks. I gotta hold you there, Emily. I want to take one more call. James, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, James.
Yeah. Hey, Howie. This is James. I'm an emergency room nurse in Bangor, Maine. And because of our illustrious governor, as of October 1st, I'm going to be losing my job. A number of other nurses in my emergency room are going to be losing their jobs. And at this point, it looks like 175 other people in my hospital will be losing their jobs. This is absolutely unsustainable for the healthcare industry in the state of Maine. And the governor needs to realize that this has been an incredibly rash decision. And I would urge everybody, please reach out to your state reps, state senators, and tell them to push back against this. It's going to be absolutely terrible.
But this is an executive branch decision. I mean, it might make you feel better to call the rep or the senator, but I don't think they can do anything. That's the problem here. And it's the same problem. This is not just in Maine, same in Massachusetts. These legislators all have taken a hands-off approach to this thing, and they're happy to let somebody else take the heat one way or the other. We'll be back with more. I'm Howie Carr.